Yes, indeed. There's a light right here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. And we are talking to all of you all across the nation at 888-565-1470. But before we go back to our phone lines to answer questions, we've got to pull in some information from Massachusetts because I've got Stacy Holler on the line, our monthly astrologer. And she, well, she's got some destiny in the stars that you just can't make up. So, Stacy, how's it going?
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Glad to have you connected here with us again in October. Can you believe we are in the 10th month of this year? It's been flying.
I heard you earlier on starting to say we need to start thinking about things and what's coming. I wasn't thinking it's coming to the end of the year, but you're right. We need to start looking ahead.
Look ahead and take a little stock in where we've been and see what we might need to shift. Because the change is coming, right?
And that's exactly what we're talking about. We've got a full moon in Aries coming this Sunday. And that is pretty powerful for making us change. Pluto, the powerful transformation planet, is going direct on the 8th. So that will allow us to move things forward. But to everything that you've been talking about tonight, this is the time that we need to let go of the things that aren't working for us and clear the way for new things and focus in that direction.
And so much is getting ready to shift. That's kind of closing out some really big cycles. Let's talk about what cycles are kind of closing and what's kind of been moving for a while and now it's kind of literally come full circle. What's been changing in the planets? That's kind of big news.
Well, when we talk about this full moon, it's closing out the cycle of the last one in Aries in April. And we're coming up to a solar eclipse in Scorpio on the 24th. And that's another cycle that's really kicking off eclipse season. And it's really setting the stage for, here's some interesting news, everyone. Next month, the total lunar eclipse, the Taurus full moon, is on election day. So we have some powerful things coming up next month that I think we need to clean up in anticipation this month.
Yeah, I think so. And so when you say we're closing out a cycle on this full moon on Sunday, and we look at the energy of last April, so are we just kind of asking ourselves, like, what was going on with us in April and what have we accomplished? And so what did April's to now, what does this shift really represent? What are we to look for here as we're closing out this cycle?
And Sarah, that's what we're going to be talking about in every sign, because the last new moon is when we envision things. It's our vision board, opens up what we want to be doing. So now, 6 months later, with the full moon closing out that new moon cycle, it's check-in time.
So what we haven't accomplished or we thought we wanted to do, we need to take a look and see what's been done and what maybe we didn't accomplish, but maybe there's another reason for it and we have a deeper understanding. So I'm really excited to hear what's going to shake up in everybody's astrological signs. And I kind of want to hear something about what's that planet far, far away? What is that? Oh, yeah, Pluto. Like that's going to shake some things up, too. So I'm going to let you go with this because I know you've got so much to share with us. I have been waiting for this phone call with you. So please enlighten us, Stacy. Tell me what the stars have.
Well, first for everybody, you bring up Pluto is a very, very powerful planet that pushes transformation. And it's been standing still for a while, but it is now going direct. And it's also squaring the moon and the sun. So that is demanding action from all of us. That's going to bring things to the light. So that applies to all of us in our individual transformation and growth and our planet and our countries and all of us. So individually, let's take a look at what that means for us, okay?
Yes, please.
So now remember, everybody, pay attention to your sun sign and if you know your rising sign, which one resonates the best for you. So Aries. Now, this is the only full moon in your sign this year, and Aries is all about who you are. This happens in the first house, how you present yourself to the world. So what is coming fruition to you that defines yourself? What do you want to show the world that's different about you, closer to who you really are? Now, Taurus, this full moon is in your 12th house of spirituality. So it's a time for you to really listen to your own truth, not listen to what others are telling you about what the world is feeding you. Look inside and let the universe guide you. Let go and allow new things to come into your life, Taurus, because you tend to be a little stubborn. Now, Gemini, this is in your house of friends and goals and dreams. So this is time for you to take a look at who works for you in your life, what works for you in your life, and move on from what isn't working, friends that are not good for you or groups that are not good for you. Now, that day on the full moon is great for collaborating and meeting new people, so get out on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, Cancer. Oh, Sarah, I heard you react. Gemini, right?
Get out on Sunday. I'm off on Sunday. I'm out, honey. Let's see where we're going to go. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Go meet some. Go do some fun collaborating.
I will. All right. So let's continue.
All right. So Cancer, this is in your career house. So what were you working on the last 6 months? Did you start looking for a job? Were you aiming for a promotion? This can bring new opportunities to you. But remember to listen to what's right for you. If people and family are telling you things that don't sit right, look in your own truth. Now, Leo, this is in your house of travel and expansion and new studies. So did you have plans 6 months ago to learn something new or take a trip? This is when that could come to fruition. It's the time to go for it, time to expand your knowledge of the world so you can define your own truth. Now, Virgos, this is in your eighth house. Eighth house has to do with joint resources and investments. Maybe there's a new business proposal coming your way. So just make sure to think it through careful. Virgo, you got to look at every T and C, so remember to be a little practical there. Libras, in your house of marriage and love and partnerships, this may be a turning point in a relationship. Is it something you want to finally make official, or is it something that you needs to end? Now, if there was a new relationship that started 6 months ago, in business or romance, this may be a time that solidifies and moves forward. Now, Scorpio, this is in your house of health and wellness and everyday life. So you need to replace those bad habits. If you needed a checkup that you've been putting off, this is the time to get that done. Any kind of cleansings and fitness plans into your everyday life. Sag, this is in your house of love and romance and creativity. This day could be a breakthrough for romance. Watch for strong emotions, as we always do during full moons. If there is somebody new, maybe somebody you met 6 months ago, this could be a breakthrough in that relationship, too. There could be pregnancy news. I don't mean you, Sag, but you may hear of pregnancy news, and it's a great time for creativity. Now, Capricorns, this is in your house of your home, so relax at home. Take care of yourself. If you've been thinking in the last 6 months of renovations or change, now is the time to make that plan come true. It could be a great time to bond with children as well, Capricorns. Now, Aquarius, it's in your house of communications. Maybe you've been looking for some answers or bringing some resolutions or things that you started last April. This new moon could come to fruition for you. Good time to clear the air with other people, but tread carefully. Make sure you're tactful and diplomatic. And Pisces. Now, Pisces, this is in your house of money. All my Pisces friends out there, this is the time to go for it, for money. Maybe you'll see a raise or a new job offer or finish a project or negotiate with a client. This is the time to go for it. And really, send a clear message to the universe as to what you want to manifest. And Sarah, isn't that a good message for all of us?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. What do you want to manifest? And, you know, I look at the full moon, Stacey, as an opportunity for us to let go of things that it's time to let go of, regardless of what the moon symbolizes for each individual sign. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just like a closing of a chapter, a letting go, and being open to new possibilities. And you got to think big and dream big at this time and not look at what the world may be dictating for this moment. So if you feel like there's restrictions, earlier we had a caller, she was saying, you know, that, well, the real estate agent was telling her this is going on with the market. And, you know, we don't have to just take what's happening and accept it as the complete truth for us. We can take that as under advisement, but we don't have to hang on to something that's kind of counterproductive to something we wish to accomplish. So everyone has an opportunity to think beyond what appears to be in this world that sometimes is our own illusion, our own interpretation of something. And other times it's maybe what's happening, but it doesn't always have to translate to the same exact experience for everyone, because we have our own unique path, our own unique energy, and our own growth spurts. And sometimes the universe, God, they use this challenging moment, these challenging moments, as a time to force us to grow. Time for us all, I think, to grow up. And isn't Pluto going to really make us be accountable for our transitioning and shift that energy? And isn't something going on with our planet of our wounds from Chiron, please, as well?
Yes, the full moon is very close to Chiron. And Chiron is our wounded healer. And it's taking a look at what wounds us in order to transform that into a way of helping and being of service.
Mm.
So, and Pluto also demands action. We have no choice when Pluto comes into the picture. Pluto will, and, you know, the other thing I want to comment on, Sarah, is we all tend to think endings are a bad thing. And that's when I look at the full moon and say no, because an ending is of something that's no longer really working for us, and we need the room to envision new things.
Exactly.
And I think we need to focus on that, because people hear endings and it makes them nervous. But really, we should be excited about opening up space to find our true purpose.
Right. Find the enthusiasm. And any ending, anything that comes to close, it's cleaning the slate for a new beginning. It gives us a time. Mm-hmm. Like when the year ends, we're not, most of us aren't all downtrodden and like, oh my God, the year is ending. We're like, yay, a new year. So every full moon is a time for us to have a new vision, a new year for ourselves. So, but
and
thank
Pluto's
you so much.
Coming along to kick us in the pants to make sure we do.
Oh, yeah, but we got planets and everything kicking us in the pants. Well, Stacey, it's a great privilege to have you join us every month for our astrology update. And for those of you listening, if you really want to know how these planets impact you and what destiny lies for you in the stars, then by golly, go to destinyinthestars.com and connect with Stacey. And give her a shout out and tell her you found her on our radio show on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. And join her in doing a fabulous session and seeing your charts and what is really going on and what you have coming up for this next year. And take a good look at things you came to this world to learn. The stars, well, it's written in the stars. The stars don't lie. It's the oldest science that we have. And Stacey is a master in interpreting the science of the stars. So thank you so much, Stacey. We appreciate your insight for us.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.